Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Batch bitch.
Hello.
I'm Naomi.
And I'm Danielle.
And welcome to Batch Bitch. It is a final episode for The Bachelor
Ever.
2019. Yeah, and we're quitting the pod. Just kidding. We would never. We're going to do this for 20 years.
Do you think we're both going to die in 20 years?
What?
You said we're going to do this for 20 years.
Well, I just thought...
And that we're never going to quit, which means that the only outcome is death.
Oh, yes. Yes.
It's you.
Yeah, we would never stop doing this podcast.
I know it's going to be you who dies, because if I died, you'd continue.
What do you mean?
If I died, you'd continue with a different friend.
Well, I'll probably rotate people. No one could replace you.
You think that I'm the bad person because I have other friends sometimes, but you're the one who'd continue the podcast without me.
Danielle, you're looking rather ravishing this afternoon. At 12:50 p.m.
Yes, I've got my night makeup on.
And you said, and why is that?
Because it's date night tonight and I have to stay out all day because you made me record this at 12-something p.m. And I'm not going home because it's two trams and it's like an hour on public transport or more. And I've got stuff to do. I don't have time to sit on public transport. So I'm going to go sit in a cafe somewhere and do my work. But then it's date night. And whilst, yes, I live with my partner long term and he sees me constantly because I never wear makeup at home because all I want is to have oils on my face to look after my skin. So not only am I makeup free, I'm also so slicked with oil. But date night, I'll put a little bit of effort in.
It's amazing.
Thank you.
Because that's my thinking is he already knows what I look like.
Yeah.
What am I going to do now?
Honestly, though, Jono doesn't think that I look different with and without makeup, which is insane.
So it's more for you, really.
Yeah, it's more for me, really, because I'm like, I look nice. And he's like, I like when you got a black line on your eye. He's like, he notices that. And I'm like, not all the other stuff. Not my glowing skin, which, by the way, I've been taking good care of my skin so it glows with or without makeup. I'm not even wearing foundation. This is just like tinted moisturizer.
Oh, well.
How dare you?
That's still foundation.
No, it's not. It's barely there. It's barely there. I put it on and it just makes me sheen.
Well, you look good. I got my hair cut today.
Did you? I nearly got my hair cut.
You didn't notice that.
Well, I'm sorry.
I complimented you on how you look.
I'm sorry, but it's because I notice it. Now that you've pointed it out, but I thought it was just because it was curled, like because you'd washed it and it had curled shorter.
Yeah, they did that.
Oh, they did that. Okay.
Yeah, they styled it for me.
That's nice.
Thank you. Anyway.
All the 13-year-olds will appreciate that later today.
Yes. Well, that's bad out of context. I'm going to
an event. No, Naomi. She goes and hits on 13-year-olds every Friday. That's what she does. Moving on.
This week
on The Bachelor.
No! I'm going to an event at VidCon and I'm not happy about it because VidCon is the most insane, awful place to be.
Well, you might, if Matt's there, you'll know he's a gamer.
What? That would be PAX.
Surely VidCon is video games. It's got vid in the title.
Video games. It's content. So it's full of like young child stars from like YouTube and TikTok.
TikTok.
I love TikTok.
Do you have the app? I don't have
it. Yeah, I have the app.
I just watch. I only see videos on this Facebook group that I'm in, which is called This Cat is Chonky. And sometimes they share good TikToks of fat cats.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of good TikToks and a lot of bad TikToks, but they're also pretty good. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I like a good cringe video.
Like that one I saw you liked on Twitter yesterday with the girl putting on her makeup, which was way too dark for her face.
Yeah.
and she was like doing singing along to a song, but sort of like it also looked like she didn't know the song.
Yeah, that's TikTok.
Yeah, okay.
Just people lip syncing to songs they don't know the words to, and then pretty much doing blackface.
Okay, cool. Good.
Oh, it's got something for everyone. Okay, so this is week 8. We open on Matt just with his shirt off in the wilderness.
Okay, no, he's running up the same hill that Honey Badger ran up. Except Honey Badger ran up the hill shirtless and Matt ran up it with a shirt and then took the shirt off. Yeah, it's the same rock. I recognize that rock.
You look so mad.
I was just like, "This is why is this rock always here? Can we not find another place?"
It must be near his little bachelor pad.
Yeah. Surely they didn't make a rendezvous. Maybe they knew that it made all the girls horny watching Honey Badger run up that rock shirtless.
Did it?
I mean, I remember when, yeah, it did because it was early on and we were still into him then.
Oh.
Until he really turned us off.
Oh, man. Did you see someone tweeted us and was like, "I'm listening to an old podcast where you call Honey Badger a feminist icon." That's so embarrassing.
Yeah, I think... What happens is, like anybody, you live and you learn. And we learn. We lived and we learn.
Amen.
This first date starts with, I don't know, Matt rocks up to see Chelsea. He's got an old car.
A Porsche.
He's got a Porsche. And then Chelsea, he finds out Chelsea's last name for the first time.
Yeah, what is that about?
I was like, why are we, number one, this is, why did you show this bit? Because this lets you know how little these people know each other.
Yes.
So, all right, we know what's going to happen in the next episode. So from this week to the next week, he didn't know her name. He didn't know her name this week. If this was Helena, she'd be pissed off.
Well, she'd be pissed off at you because you don't even know her first name.
I know. But honestly, could everybody stop? Can people just spell things phonetically?
Yeah, that is her fault.
Yes.
But maybe that's how they do it in Mauritius.
Helena.
What the fuck?
I was trying to do her accent. Maybe I was like, maybe. But then I went like, Helena. I don't know.
That's a spot on French accent.
Helena.
Anyway, he's very excited that her last name's McLeod. He goes, that's sick.
Is that because of McLeod's daughters?
I'm going to take your last name.
I mean, yeah, he should because Agnew.
Is bad.
Agnew's a bad last name.
That sucks ass.
Would you be Naomi Bonanno?
No, absolutely not.
That's so funny.
Naomi Because I'm Bonanno. A feminist and What's also your middle name? That sounds awful.
What's your middle name?
Terry.
Naomi Terry Bonanno. I like it. No, we talked about it and Jono will take my name.
Oh, yeah?
What he doesn't want to keep. He has to spell his last name.
Mr. Polito.
Yes, constantly. And so Walker
is much easier. Oh, so whitewash everything, Danielle.
What? It's not my choice. It's his choice.
He is a bit of a walker, so it makes sense. He loves to walk
everywhere.
He does
love to walk, doesn't he? Loves a bit of a gander.
I will never be Naomi Bernard.
And I will never be Danielle Mastropolito. Although, if my name was... That does sound very Italian, Danielle Mastropolito.
Yeah.
Danielle Mastropolito.
I don't know. How many accents
Mark,
are you
going to...
Mark,
can you come out and do the accent?
How many accents are you going to attempt this
I don't
podcast?
Know. I guess I'm going to be cancelled.
That was
soon.
Better than the French one, I have to say.
Elena. I think I based that off, you know, the guy from Atlantis, the Disney child cartoon, the one who's obsessed with the rocks, who's called Molière, who's a little mole man.
And he's always like,
"Ah, don't disrupt the dirt." That's like a classic quote from him.
Anyway, he tells her to remember the number 311 because the Porsche can go up to 311 kilometers per hour, which is fast.
Yeah, that is fast.
And then it seems he thinks he locked the keys in the Porsche, but he didn't. And that was funny. Oh, we're down to the dregs now. So then they go on a beach and they just start flipping each other upside down for some reason. They just lift each other up and flip each other upside down. And I asked Mark why he never did that with me. And he said, shut the fuck up. Anyway, then there's a seaplane. And they get in the seaplane and they look and there's an ocean and it's beautiful. And seaplane.
Why is every... how many dates have been getting in planes or helicopters this season? I reckon we're up to like four or five.
Yeah.
That's just like, at what point are you sick of being in the air? Just like, bring me down. Why are you flipping me around? I've spent way too much time off the ground. Keep me on my feet, please.
I would be so annoyed if someone flipped me upside down like Matt did.
Well, I don't like to be lifted.
I don't understand.
I don't like to. I want to be able to control myself.
Right.
On the ground. I hate being picked up.
Me too.
I hate it.
And because I'm tiny, when I started uni especially, everyone would just always fucking pick me up all the time.
I have accidentally picked you up in a hug.
Yeah, a lot of it is by accident.
I was feeling like, oh, I didn't realize my own strength. Then I'm like, I don't think that was strength.
I'm a little thumbelina. So then they have a little couch time and he's got a safe and there's an equation. That she has to, like, do the equation to figure out the key to the safe. So it's effectively an escape room type scenario.
Yeah, I would try and escape from this date if this was me.
I thought it was fun. I again asked Mark why he never does this for me. So he can watch me go full nerd.
You would hate that.
No, I
wouldn't
mind that.
Because you would not remember.
Oh, if he reminded me the numbers, sure. Then I could do some division. You're right. I would not remember any of that shit.
And then it would really show you up and then Mark would be sad because he'd be like, you don't remember that? You don't remember that, Naomi?
There's no way she remembers. And then he gets her to, it's like the time that you bake the banana bread for in our first date divided by the temperature we baked it at in Kelvin. So not even in degrees Celsius. This is like ultimate nerd.
So she's supposed to know what all those temperatures are.
Well, she would know. Well, she would, Kelvin, you just like add some, I can't remember how much you do.
I don't know what Kelvin even means.
Kelvin is,
I thought, like, it was the brand of the oven he was cooking in, like the Kelvinator. You know how they had those?
No.
I just thought it was Fahrenheit and then regular Celsius.
It's Fahrenheit, Celsius. Kelvin is a scientific one where it's like absolute zero is like absolutely no heat. I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Because zero for Celsius is just the temperature that water freezes at. And Fahrenheit is just throw caution to the wind. Let's just throw a number down and go off that.
Okay, good to see where you stand on Fahrenheit.
I think it's fucking dumb. Anyway, she unlocks the safe and then there's a, which I actually think this is all very cute, but I love puzzles.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay, fine then. I'm going to buy you, for your birthday, I'm going to buy you one of those stupid puzzle boxes.
What's a puzzle box?
Oh, John, I spent so much time watching them on YouTube once. It was like, you buy these boxes off the internet and they're like a puzzle box. You've got to work out how to like open them or get whatever the thing is out of them, but there's no instructions. So you've just got to like use your brain to figure it out.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, well, I'm going to find a hard one that's also cheap, which is going to be very hard.
Interesting. It has to be cheap.
Well, so I'm sorry, but there's ones that are like $1,000.
Well,
I'm not spending $1,000 on you, Naomi.
She got the safe had a necklace in it with the chemical formula for oxytocin on it.
Very good. So what? Okay, he spent all this time writing down stuff down from different dates, making a transfer things over in a Kelvin or whatever, and then it's just to remember the same thing that she showed him on the first date.
Well, it's a necklace. It's a gift.
Yeah, I know, but he could have made something a bit more, like, tailored. Not just like, this is what you gave me, I'll give you back.
Yeah. He's just copying. He did that to Emma as well.
Exactly, with the wood, with the I love being in love.
Well, we never said creativity was his strong suit.
That's true. I always think scientists are very uncreative. I just wanted to say that to see your face.
You bitch. Bitching out on me today, I anyway, they have lots of kisses and he says, I really like spending time with you, Chels. I know something's on your mind. This is where he starts pushing the girls one by one to tell him that they love him. When he knows he's only going to pick one at the end, This really pisses me off. And she's just like, doesn't want to say it, obviously. And he goes, I know something's on your mind. And she goes, you scare me. And he says, why? And she says, because I'm falling in love with you. And then he goes, it makes me really happy to hear you tell me. She goes, it's still scary. And he goes, I know. Okay.
Moving on.
Next. Abby's date. They're on a little speedboat.
Mm-hmm.
And Matt's talking about rockets and being able to land them safely because the biggest cost of rockets is the rocket you lose the rocket, but now you can land them safely.
And the face Abby makes is the same face I make at Naomi sometimes when when we're talking
when
on the
I
podcast.
When I was just describing what Kelvin is.
I zone off. I zone off sometimes. I zone off in the show too, to be fair though. I zone off a lot. I was zoning off. This was surprisingly one of the only times I was paying attention this whole episode.
Anyway, she seems like she's almost excited about, she's excited that he's excited about this.
Yeah.
And he says, science is sexy. And she goes, no, it is. And I'm like, it's not. Anyway, so then they're on a little private beach and they're kissing in the water.
Oh, yeah.
And then Abby says, I just really want to have sex with you. I'm really horny.
Yeah.
I mean, she sort of whispers this, but obviously
I like that
they captured it.
Yeah, they like they were trying to push Chelsea to say I love you, and then Abby was like, I'm just going to tell him I'm fucking horny and I want to fuck. That was also some full-on beach humping.
Oh my God, they were full grinding, man.
Full grinding. I was like, so funny for the camera crew when she gets up and he got the biggest boner in the world.
He would have to have the biggest.
He would have to have the biggest
her
boner.
Her pelvis was literally like rotating in and outwards towards his dick.
Yeah.
Anyway, people did not like this on Twitter. They're like, I'm having dinner. And I'm like, well, it's not like it's gross.
No, there's not. It's not like,
if anything, it's great.
It's not maggots.
No.
You're not looking at maggots crawling over a bin.
It was like so many like just weirdly sex negative people on Twitter. They're like, oh, disgusting.
There was one lady also wrote, she was like, I'm eating my dinner. If this was on at 8:30, I'd be fine with it. But it's on when I'm eating my dinner. I'm like, well, just number one, don't just maybe eat your dinner earlier or later, seeing as you're a really old person, obviously. You can't handle a bit of smooching.
Maybe she got too horny and she couldn't finish her dinner. She had to leave the room and Maz.
Oh, no.
Anyway, she says, thank God we're on a private beach, I guess. And now they get on a bigger boat. It's a super yacht. And then they see a master bedroom. But luckily, they don't stay there. And they go to the front of the boat for sunset. And they sit on the boat. And then he's, again, Matt is like, what's on your mind?
Oh, well, she just told you she is so horny.
Yeah.
Slip a digi in, babe.
She says, I can't with you. And he goes, can't what? And she goes, you're so perfect for me. It's insane. And she's just gushing about how much she loves being around him. She goes, I'm very happy. And then she's like sort of stuttering. She's like, I love you. And then, kiss, 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 kiss. And then for like the seventh time this season, she says, it's a lot, isn't it? She loves saying that.
I think it would be so hard to watch this back as either person.
Mm.
But like it would be so hard to watch back like being like Abby watching this being like, okay, we were, like, proper going for it.
Yeah.
And then also for Chelsea, it'd be weird to watch it back being, like, they were proper going for it.
Yeah.
Like, as from a different – it's, like, I just feel like – I feel like there's a certain point where the onus is a bit on Matt to be, like
– onus is absolutely on Matt.
He's got to slow it down so that people, like, don't get hurt when it comes out, you know?
Yeah.
Because I think it's been, like, it's hurtful for Abby to watch it back to be, well, I'm assuming it will be hurtful to watch it back and then be like, all right, well, he seemed like maybe he was letting things get too far if he knew he wasn't going
to
pick me.
Well, he was fucking pushing her to say it.
Yeah.
That's the thing. I mean, no spoilers.
I mean, they've either watched it or, spoiler, you know who's going to win.
Yeah.
It's everywhere. It's not like I because I didn't watch it live last night. I had dinner with a friend, and then we went out to watch a friend's comedy show, and then I got home at about 11:30 and I watched it then because I was like, no spoilers. And I didn't have any spoilers when I watched it, which was good because at a certain point it was very annoying, the editing.
All right, we'll get to that. Anyway, Matt says, it honestly means so much that you're so open with me. Oh, what? Because you fucking pushed her to say it? You pushed it out of her? Anyway. And then our third date is with Eleanor, who, as we remember from last week,
what, broke up with Matt twice?
It's fucking crazy.
Well, she just
which
says,
clearly looked like a test. It looked like a...
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely a test to see if he wanted her because she has commitment issues, she has fear of abandonment issues. I'm diagnosing. But that's what I think because she doesn't want to get hurt. And she doesn't want to... I don't think she wants to look the fool. But it's like, you don't look like a fool if you liked somebody or you dated somebody and then you broke up. Like, that's normal thing to happen.
I feel like you kind of look like a fool if he's, like, dating multiple people.
But that's this situation.
Yeah. Anyway, he picks her up in some English car and it's something about, different countries. I don't know, some stupid theme. And then he's, like... Eleanor says how she can't parallel park, and Matt says, I can't parallel park either, and I should be good at it because I love angles. What do you mean you love angles?
I think he meant to say he loves anal. I don't know. So he'd love to reverse
parallel park. Oh, so he knows how to back it up.
Yeah, baby. he loves getting pegged.
That is so much more comforting than the thought of him loving angles. Like he sees a fucking 70-degree corner and he's like, fuck yeah, man. What? Anyway. So they're reading, they're at like a little table and they're talking about like a menu.
Yep.
It's in Spanish.
Yep.
And then he's like, why, hang on. So he says, so you said your whole family, basically last time you said your whole family agreed that it seems like I'm just going through the motions and that you're not the one and all this stuff. And she's like, oh, well, I didn't actually get to see what Papa thought.
Papa.
but she says, but my mum like really liked you. And he's like, well, why did you say that your whole family thought that I was lying to you?
So you mean
then?
It's you and your sister?
Yeah, so you lied, basically.
Yeah.
And she goes, oh, well, I just wanted to, like, you know, like, tell you, like, it's done. And then if you're just like, that's fine, then okay, that's it. But if you, like, come back, then we really have something. He's like, okay, so you were just testing me. And he goes, I understand that position, but I also feel like that's not the healthiest route to take, which is a very nice way of putting it.
Yeah. I mean, I also think for him, this was also very lucky to have a very clear kind of crazy red flag that you can pull out to be like, oh, well, I think I know who I'm going to be able to send home next without feeling like an asshole.
Absolutely. And then he's like, do you think you can be more open going forward? And she's like, I feel like I've been pretty open. And then that's it for their date.
I don't really know. You know, we don't see the whole thing. But it doesn't seem like we've just seen her seemingly grapple with not being able to open up the whole thing.
Yeah.
So it does seem like a weird backflip to be like, I think I've been very open.
Maybe that was her being open, being like, I can't.
I can't.
Anyway, it's cocktail party. Obviously, Eleanor goes home.
Yep.
And, she says, I'm devastated, but I understand his decision.
Yep.
Boop, 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 boop. Oh my next God, I have step. So many notes for the next episode.
Oh.
That's all right. I feel like we've been talking for like 10 minutes. Yeah. So now we have our finale. We're in South Africa. The last time we were here was with Blake Garvey.
Mm-hmm.
You did not watch that.
I did not
watch that.
But
that is an amazing season.
Okay.
For how interesting the girls are and how batshit boring The Bachelor is.
Did he stay with his girl?
No, he famously proposed to her in South Africa. And then by the time it aired, he had broken up with her. And then gotten together with the girl who came third.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Crazy. Is he still with her?
No.
Oh, wow.
And then the girl he proposed to and then broke up with was the Bachelorette, Sam Frost.
Yep.
And the night that she was, the night of the premiere when she was meeting like 20 men, he was on an episode of Celebrity Apprentice and he went home.
Okay.
Oh, it was amazing. It was so cathartic.
Did she meet a guy and is she still with him?
She met a guy. She's not still with him.
Okay.
But now she's on Home and Away. So.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
All right.
So that was a real fucking journey.
Yeah.
It's a really good season. Not for him, though. He sucks. Apparently, they called him, like, his name was Blake, and they used to call him Bland behind his back because, like, whenever the cameras wouldn't roll, he'd just sit there.
That's so funny. Bland.
Okay,
so this sort of, like, this episode opens up with Matt contemplating the two women he has to pick between
mm-hmm.
by going for a run through some long grass,
yes.
which would be the most uncomfortable way to go for a run. There's roads. There's roads in South Africa. You can go for a run along a road.
That's not as beautiful.
No, it's not. But also, I just hate that the producers are like, run through that long grass. And he's like, but it's itchy. And they're like, yeah, but it looks good. It's itchy. That's what I imagine how
it's a great Matt impression.
It's itchy.
It's itchy. His friends are there. Kate and Jason.
Yep.
We met Kate
mm-hmm.
on a previous time.
Yes. Where Sagand told Kate that Abby was there for the wrong reasons. And yes. now that has tainted Kate's view of Abby.
Yes. So I don't know why his actual family are there. Probably because they know better than to go on reality TV.
Yep.
And then Matt is just telling them about the two girls. And Kate said to Jason, she's like, I'd be surprised if Abby or Cassandra are here. So those are two of the four girls she met. And then she's not happy when Matt says that Abby is one of the girls.
Yeah.
I don't know. They
also say that, like, earlier in this episode when they were talking about it, whatever, like, her and Jason were talking about Abby. He was like, is Abby her type or whatever? And she was like, nah. And then later on, everybody goes on to say, we've seen Abby before. We've seen Abby's before. As if Abby then must be Matt's type. But then earlier, she was like, no.
Well, it's just convenient being like, she's not right for Matt. But then when it's like, oh, Matt's made mistakes before, he should be going for someone different. It's like, oh, no, Abby is what Matt's yeah. already dated. Don't change the goalposts, everyone. Anyway, Abby comes first to meet them, and she looks so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Matt says, Abby looks amazing. South Africa agrees with her. And I agree with South Africa. and then Kate and Abby literally in unison are like, so good to see you again. It's so funny to me.
Yeah.
it's the epitome of female politeness. Hi! And then Abby tells them that she told Matt that she loves him.
Yep.
And they do not like the thought of this, it seems. And then, like, a minute in, Kate takes her away to have a chat.
Yep.
So she barely got to talk to Jason, really. And then Kate tells Abby she was surprised to see her there. Abby's a little taken aback by this because that's kind of rude.
Yeah.
And then she says, oh, you know, I'm just not sure about your age difference and if you're ready with the timeline, yada, yada. And then she's just like, sorry, can I have a minute? And then she just walks away.
Yeah. It's very strange behavior.
It is. But, I mean, also she's in front of a bunch of cameras.
Yeah, maybe she's trying to think about her thoughts and stuff. But I don't know. It just seemed – for me, it seemed – honestly, it just seemed quite mean.
Like, well, it didn't seem like Abby could say anything, no, right?
I felt like she was just, like, talking down to her.
Yeah, she was being, like, really condescending. So she walks away to the producer and she's like, I feel like I'm not believing what she's saying. I need to rethink what I ask. So then she comes back and she's like, what do you think, Matt, you have in common with Matt? And Abby's like, yeah. What a good question. and she says, oh, we like having a good time. And she's like, what are your hobbies? And she's like, oh, I like socializing. I'm part of a book club, you know, more of a wine club, haha. And Abby's just like giving her fucking nothing.
That's a very hard thing to do. Like, you feel so uncomfortable joking with somebody if they don't laugh.
Yeah. That's how I feel all the time with you.
Yeah, but you know it's because I'm trying not to age. And I know that laughing will age my face.
I am willing to give to bring joy into your life.
Okay, I'll laugh if it turns how I me imagine into an old woman. Eleanor laughs, which is ho 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 ho. Mama, papa, ho 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 ho.
I can't. Ho 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 ho. So, what else? Kate says that Matt has dated girls who are caught up in the fun before.
Basically, what they're trying to say here is that Abby is a fun party girl. And they want, it's that whole like Madonna whore thing.
Yes.
Like they want.
Oh, you like to talk to people? Hmm. Doesn't sound like you're a very nice girl.
No, we want a virgin who, like a virgin mother, who's sweet and kind. Because it's also like, Chelsea should be intimidating because she's beautiful, she's extremely intelligent. But there's something about her that makes her not intimidating. And it's because
she's insecure. People like it when girls are insecure.
Yeah, and so I'm like, okay, well, so that's what you want. You want to be able to push her around or feel comfortable in her company because you know that she's not confident.
Well, yeah, that's one of the things that people like about Chelsea, and Chelsea has a lot of likable qualities. I love Chelsea. But one of the things that people tend to like about her is that she has, like, terrible self-esteem because she's clearly been, like, fucked with by her ex.
Yeah.
And people like they don't like that it happened to her, but they like the result. They like,
I love a damaged woman.
Yeah. They like that she
break them down.
They like that she doesn't have self-confidence. And like, it's not like she doesn't have any self-confidence, but you can see that she's not as sure of herself as Abby. And that's what people like about her, and that's what people don't like about Abby.
That's something I don't like, because it makes me feel worried for her. It makes me feel like she's so fragile that she's going to break at any point.
Yeah. You
know? And I'm like, but also, just because Abby comes across as like a confident woman doesn't mean she doesn't have those same issues. Like, you can still have issues or have been treated poorly in the past, and like your behavior, like the outcome of the way your personality handles that, be different.
Yeah.
Like in the end of the episode, Abby's like, what was the word she used? She was like, I'm so resilient.
And it's obviously women aren't allowed to socialize.
No.
That's against the law. You must stay at home and bake a cake for your husband.
Mm-hmm.
God forbid you have a book club. A banana cake.
And let him rub that cake into your eyes and cause micro tears in your skin.
Anyway, okay, so sick of Matt dating girls who are caught up in the fun. Be more somber. And then Abby's like, okay. And so she like sort of opens up. We get this nice music, you know, the sweet music. And she's like, look, I've been through a lot. My father left when I was young. So I had 3 jobs when I was in grade 12 to help my mum. And, you know, there are a lot of character building experiences in my life. And then Kay's just listening to this. And then she's like, I just want to make sure you're not getting caught up in the glitz and the glamour and the hype, because this isn't the real world. What the fuck? You can't even empathize. I mean, maybe they cut that out. But, like, maybe she didn't just respond to Abby saying all that with just, like, are you doing this for Instagram?
I think she just made up her mind, honestly. I don't think she...
Yeah, she made it up ages ago. And she went away and, like, had time to stew on it as well.
Yeah, I don't think she was willing to listen. I also just think that, like, you know how, like, you just meet people sometimes and even though there's nothing wrong with them, their personality just rubs you up the wrong way?
Yeah.
I just think that this is two people whose personalities don't go well together, and then one person is really trying to not get along with the other person.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. She's trying so hard not to like Abby.
Yeah.
She's so set on it, which is, like, it would be so fun to sit and have a conversation with Abby. Yeah. She makes jokes. I'm really pissed off at them because there's so much time with her this episode, you actually see a lot of her jokes.
Yeah.
I tweeted at Channel 10 that I was mad at them for not including more of her jokes. Like, what she said about the raspberry thing was probably really funny, but they chopped it all up so that they could show Ellie being pissed off about it.
Yeah.
Because if they showed the real joke, you would have just been like, oh, that's a funny joke.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Furious. This is, like, good. This is just a waste of content. Anyway. So then Abby says in a little aside, why is Matt friends with her? And then the producer says, maybe she's just very protective. And Abby goes, possessive.
That's how I felt, though.
Yeah.
I felt like she didn't want Matt to be with somebody who might maybe take her away, take him away from her or something like that. Like,
yeah.
She was worried that if maybe she was with Abby, Abby would have different friends or a different social life, and maybe she wouldn't be a part of it or something like that.
Well, that's what she said, that Abby wouldn't fit in with their friend group.
Yeah, I mean, like, I could see...
What kind of friend group do you have?
A very boring friend group.
Boring shit friend group.
Yeah, because honestly, it felt like... I felt like Abby would have gotten along well with Jason.
Me too.
I was like, why do you make... I mean, I know why they made yeah. Kate speak with her, because they wanted this to happen. Whereas it's like...
Absolutely.
If Jason had spoke with her, he probably would have like listened to her jokes, had a bit of fun, and then we would have seen that. But they don't want us to see... yeah. They want us to think of Abby as a villain.
Yeah. She can't... anyway. So then... Oh, I love this bit with Abby as well. She's like... I love Kate! Can she come on our date? I'm so excited! Ah! Funny. Anyway, and then Chelsea has her time meeting them. They get to sit down at a table with some champagne and some cured meats. Mm-hmm. None of that for Abby.
No.
For some reason. And then they just all sit down and laugh and have lots of fun. And then Jason says, Abby is someone that I've seen before in Matt's life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And Jason gets to take Chelsea away.
Yeah.
Which still annoys me that it's that way around.
Make it Kate.
Yeah.
Kate has to take Chelsea, although Kate would still like Chelsea because Chelsea's she's very sweet and very insecure, which is exactly what a lot of people like.
That's what women should be.
To not be threatened by people.
Women shouldn't have self-esteem. Anyway, so then they talk about when she would have kids, want to have kids, and she says, oh, some career stuff first, but then blah, blah, blah. And then she talks about how she's been, like, sort of holding things back and not sharing how she feels as much because she's scared. And then Jason's like, do it.
Yeah.
He's like, you just got to do it, man, because you don't want to regret anything, and also I don't want Abby to win, so.
Yeah.
Anyway, whatever. They like Chelsea, but who cares? TBH, do you care?
Well, the thing that I find hard is that in this last episode, they've given Chelsea so much time where she's, like, fragile on screen, where if, like, you're watching it and you're like, if Chelsea loses, this is going to break her.
Well, but it seems like she thinks she's going to lose the entire time.
Yeah, but that's the thing is, like, she's on the verge of tears so many times. She's, like, talking about how she's been treated in the past. She's, like, Nelly crying the whole time. Like, you're just like... Fuck, they cannot, like, on... It's unfair because they don't show any of, like... Abby doesn't want to show that side of herself.
Yeah.
But it's also the reason why Australia doesn't want to love her because for some reason they're like, no, we want the crying lady. We want the lady who's really sad a lot of the time. We want the lady who's been broken down over and over again and has fallen apart. We want that lady to win. And they edit it so that... Like, I was watching it, and I was like, fuck, if Chelsea doesn't win, I'm actually worried about her.
Oh, yeah.
I was watching it like that, like, if she doesn't win, I'm really scared for her.
I was scared for both of them.
And then, but with Abby, I was like, I want...
She'll bounce back.
I was like, I want Abby to win, but I also know that she's got, like, the, you know, she's got the chutzpah.
She does have chutzpah.
She's got chutzpah. I was like, she'll be able to... like get back from this, you know?
Yeah. I don't know, maybe it's because we'll get into it a bit later, but Abby just like was so confident and Chelsea was so like not confident that I was just like, oh, please choose Abby.
Yeah.
Anyway, we have Abby's last date here.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, I'm sure this will be the start of me being his only girlfriend, which would be great. After the thing's over. And she says, hopefully after this, it will be the end of the longest dry spell in history.
Well, I mean...
She's never been hornier. It's a
good jerk. But I mean, also, she... of course she would be confident. Who's been having these crazy make-out sessions?
Right.
Them. They've been having those crazy make-out sessions.
They have. Is the answer.
Them. Those create some crazy make-out sessions. Also, funny thing. So they're on the beach or whatever... wherever they are, and then they see a helicopter, and Matt's like, we're going on that, and Abby's like, you're joking. And I was like, Abby, of course not. This is the only time in the history of the world where you're on a date and a helicopter would just fly up to you.
Yeah.
This is the time where that's most likely.
There's a part where Matt asks Abby about her age and like Kate and what Kate thought of her and that she's too young. And she's like, it's frustrating because it's something I can't change it. If anything, it's improving. I've gotten older.
Yeah, that's a good joke too.
That's a good joke.
She's like, I'm going to be 24 in 3 weeks or something.
Yeah.
I think it was 3 weeks.
And so they get in the helicopter and they fly over a crater.
Ooh.
And Matt's like, do you know what that is? And she's like, oh, is that a crater? And he's like, yes, it's an impact crater. And he says, she says, I guess I'm excited as well, but I think I'm excited because he's so excited. And then he says, seeing an impact crater like this is amazing. he's such a fucking nerd.
What a nerd.
And then later they have their little couch time by the fire. Mm-hmm. And Abby starts crying.
Mm-hmm.
She's very overwhelmed at this point. She says she can see it all, the marriage and the kids. And she says, I just don't see this happening with anyone except you. What I have with you is so rare for me anyway. I just love you. And he says, I've never met anyone like you. There is this calmness when I'm around you, but also this fun. And then she says, I think that I have your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Brutal.
And this was
it's very emotional.
Yeah. Because later on, when the thing, he says, I need to choose between my head and my heart. It's like, so what, your head was telling you to go with Abby?
Mm.
Not your heart? Well, I think these are around the wrong way. Because it seemed like your heart, like, wanted to make out with her a bit.
Amen.
You know?
Well, they have very amazing chemistry.
Yeah.
Anyway, and then there's Chelsea's last date. They go on a safari.
Yep.
And then there's something.
Maybe it's he's thinking of brain because of brain chemistry or something. Maybe he got confused in his head. I don't know. Oh, that's just my thought. Just then.
Maybe he was saying, I got to choose between head because I know Abby will give me head because she's so horny.
Ah, yep. And heart because Chelsea will just give you her heart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, they go on some Abby will give you both. Thing. Yeah, well, yes. I'm sure Chelsea will give you both.
Yeah, okay, yeah, that's true.
Women are generous. So they go on a safari. There's, I don't know, some animals horny. I don't know. I left the room to do some washing, if I'm honest.
Oh, yeah, there was some, it was the bachelor pack of impalas.
Right.
And then they laughed and laughed and laughed.
Ah-ha.
Ah-ha-ha-ha.
They have their little couch time and they're on the, where they're in a, they've got their legs in a little spa. And it's just Chelsea talking about how great she feels, blah, 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 blah. She says, I can see a future with you and I don't particularly want to imagine one without you. Yeah, I'm in love with you.
Romantic. Very romantic.
And then they kiss. But I have to say, it's not as good as Abby and Matt kissing, in my opinion.
No, because it doesn't have the same passion there. It's a bit more stiff. Yeah.
I mean, maybe she just doesn't want to grind him on camera, you know?
Yeah, or smooch on camera might be harder and stuff, but,
yeah,
you know.
Well, whatever.
It is what it is.
So then we get to the little finale, mm-hmm. And Abby looks stunning.
Yeah, so beautiful.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Chelsea, I would say, could have been styled better.
Yes. I would say they could have. That hair did
the
not.
The hair.
The hair was like.
It was like flat for the first 20 centimetres and then like curled and then flat for the last like 5-10 centimetres.
Yeah, it was like.
It was like it's just
it was
a
like
length
the
of the
album
curling
cover on. From Taylor Swift's Teardrops on My Guitar.
Yes.
I was like, what is happening here? And why is this dress like it was satin, but it was also quite like a bit too tight in places where it was like putting creases and stuff across it. And then it had like the bra cup was too low and was like sitting weird.
I don't know why they did this to
and
her.
Then her foundation didn't blend in with her chest, so her chest was a different cover to her face. And I was like, well, surely she's not winning because of this situation that they've done. Surely not.
I mean, she's still beautiful.
But I was like, what sort of...
They've made her look worse than she is.
Yeah.
When she wakes up in the
morning. Yeah. I was very confused by it.
Abby looks like a vision of perfection.
Yeah. You know why? Because I reckon the people who would do Chelsea's hair and makeup, she'd be like, they'd be like, are you happy with this? And she'd be like, yep. But Abby would be like, absolutely not. Yeah. This needs to be fixed. This needs to be fixed. That needs to be done.
I have to agree with you.
Thank you.
Anyway, brutal. That hair is brutal.
Yeah.
It really does scream back to like 2004.
Oh, yeah.
Like
it's also like
going to the formal.
Really long hair like that should not be in like
ringlet curls, right?
Those should be in like loose waves if you're going to put a curl through a really long hair like that. Not those ringlets are just like, they look fucked.
Mm.
And you know they're going to drop gross, which they did.
I hope she doesn't listen to this. But it's not Chelsea's fault.
It's not Chelsea's fault. It's this hairstylist's fault.
Well, I hope the hairstylist does listen. You still look beautiful,
Chelsea, if you are for some reason listening.
Yes.
And I'm sorry for what men have done to you in the past. Like, that fucking sucks.
Yeah.
What happened to you?
If we find that man.
If we find that man, we'll murder him.
Yeah.
You just tell us his name.
And this is a joke.
This is a joke.
We're winking.
We're winking.
But obviously it's a joke. We wouldn't kill a man.
We wouldn't kill a man.
We're winking still. Okay, so Abby says, I've got tunnel vision. I just feel like it couldn't possibly not be me. And then Matt says, yes, in the past I've listened to my head, but this time I need to follow my heart. But it's like, what are you saying? You're listening to your head and supposedly you end up with all these Abby types who you just have amazing chemistry with. That just doesn't make sense to me. Anyway, yeah. So he's talking to Osha, who appears to be frozen in time. Did you get this from him?
What?
The way Osha is smiling at Matt. He's like smiling, Osha's but he's like frozen.
Osha's been weird this season. Every time he talks, he's got like this like, and then this is happening.
He whispers. I'm like, quieter and quieter. You don't think you can get quieter, but
why are you
whispering
like this? What's happening?
Like, well, yeah, he is whispering here. That's the thing. He doesn't need to. I understand it when someone's just got dumped.
He reminds me of a staffy. Okay. He's reminded me of a staffy this season. Why? He's just like tight. Everything, his face is just like, everything about him is just like tight and a bit muscular. But then also like, you know how staffies are quite like, they're just sweet and soft.
Yeah.
So I just, like, that's what his voice is like. He's just reminding me of a staffy this season.
It's a beautiful description.
Thank you.
There was something about the way he was smiling at Matt. I was like,
creepy.
It's just like, is he okay? Just like, it was like he was like gritting his teeth and he was like, uh-huh.
Well, I think he'd be pretty, like, this would be a stressful day.
Being every year he has to see two people get their, like, and more, but like two people get their hearts fucking broken to pieces.
Two.
Well, The Bachelorette as well.
Oh, yeah.
And so Matt says, the one thing I hate the most is upsetting people.
Yeah.
Well, you've dug yourself into a little fucking hole, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, and then we see the first car pull up, the door opens, and then we see Chelsea step out.
Which then, like...
At this point,
I thought, I was like, oh, my God, he's going to pick Abby.
Well, that's usually...
Oh, my God.
...what it was. And as soon as... Even before the door opened, I think my TV must have had a delay. I literally heard a guy in another apartment go, no! And then I went, ha, 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 yes! And then it wasn't I made the fool when then they show, like, Chelsea talking to Osha. But then another car pulls up. Abby. They did a freaking switcheroo on us.
They did a switcheroo.
I was so mad.
I have written down so many times, like, I've written down who's out first, and then I'm like, ha ha, blah, 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 blah. And then I've had to cross it out because, like, they did it, like, four times. They had, like, different clips of people in different ways. Cars coming up. You know, the first car was, like, Abby's car.
Yeah.
Then it was, then Chelsea got out, but then Abby got out, and you're like, oh, fuck, we still don't know. Ah.
I was pretty sure they were only going to twist it once.
No, double twist.
Well, no. Chelsea got out, but then it was Abby.
What do you mean? Yeah, but
it was very confusing.
With the cars, so they did the cars.
Yeah.
And then, so they showed Abby in the car first.
Oh, right, with her little speech.
Yeah, and then so I was like, oh, Abby's on her way. God damn it. And then, but when they opened the door, Chelsea got out, and I was like, oh, fuck, it's Chelsea.
Yeah.
Chelsea's first. Woo, Abby wins. And then.
Well, that's usually so the, when you see the twice. Footstep out of the car, that's the giveaway. The first, the concrete. Anyway, they fucked us.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and I was so happy when that man, I heard that man screaming no, but then wasn't I made the fool?
He was on your side.
No, he wasn't.
I thought he was screaming no because Chelsea was getting out.
Yeah, because Chelsea was getting dumped.
Oh, I thought, okay. Yeah, I thought he was screaming no because he thought Abby was going to win when he saw Abby in the car.
Yeah, he was.
Oh.
He thought Abby was going to win because Chelsea got out first, which means the first one who gets out first gets dumped.
Oh, I don't know what I thought. I thought he might have been on your side.
He was like, no, Chelsea's getting dumped. And I was like, but anyway, fuck that. So then Abby walks up to Matt and he gives this little speech. And I feel like she can tell straight away.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so they're like holding hands. And then he says, blah, blah, blah. Oh, you're great, blah. I've never met anyone like you, blah, 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 blah. And then he goes, but I have to be honest, and my heart's with someone else. Which, and then at this point, she's a bit stunned. And then you see her just like pull her hands away and put them by her side. It's just like, I hate and love watching people get dumped at the same time. It's such a study in human emotion.
That
you
complete
know?
Revulsion. Oh my God. Person.
Well, this is the first time that I've actually seen someone actually get a little bit pissed off because they're always like trying to be so strong and so like, you know what I mean?
Well, I mean, like the thing is like, I think everybody thinks Abby's like an actor. I think the thing is that she's not doing anything for the cameras.
Exactly.
And so
she's just being herself.
She is reacting and that is how you be. You'd be like, well, I'm sorry, but last night, and yesterday, we were humping on a beach.
Well, and that's the thing. I saw, apparently, their date ended. So, clearly, the Abby and Matt date was the last actual date, even though they switched them around in the edit. Matt and Abby had the last date, and it was 10 hours before this ceremony.
That's so...
Can you imagine, like, full, like, fucking making out, grinding, like, all that stuff. 10 hours before he dumps you for someone else. No wonder she was so confident.
Yeah.
Because you're like, there's no way. It would just be fucking crazy if he was acting like this with me and then about to dump me. Anyway, so he's like trying to do his little breakup speech and he's like, you deserve... She goes, which I love. And he's like, you deserve someone so great. And she's like clearly pissed off. She goes, can you explain further why? I don't understand.
This is when he clearly doesn't... This is when we realize that Matt doesn't know how to talk because he then says for a second time, my heart belongs with someone else. It's like, that was scripted.
Yeah,
you
he's
didn't
written
say
down
that.
How he can say it. Yeah. But now he doesn't know how else to say it because he thought he didn't think he'd have to explain himself.
No, because what he's done there is he's clearly like, you used somebody.
Mm.
It's like, I'm sorry, but you knew if you weren't going to be with Abby.
Yeah.
You knew. Why didn't you send her home 4 rose ceremonies ago?
That's what she says.
You could have bought, Ellie. You could have bought Eleanor. Like, people who wouldn't have been as hurt.
Eleanor would not have been nearly as hurt.
No, Eleanor would have been like, okay.
She says, I don't know what to say. This is completely heartbreaking. Completely, absolutely heartbreaking. And then he's, like, still trying to, like, fucking patch it up. And she's like, you could have sent me home so much earlier.
Yeah.
And then he goes, I brought you here because there is a real connection. She goes, okay, as long as you're happy, that's all that matters.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Final twist of the knife. And then she just, like without even making eye contact, like, goes to, like, does a little polite kiss on the cheek and walks away. And it's, like, so brutal.
Well, good on her.
Yeah.
Honestly,
the first time I've seen someone be a bit pissy that someone's, like, leading them on up until the last second.
What he's done is a real dog cunt move.
Yeah. But it's I guess they can't, like, they have to keep people. I mean, it's a problem with the format as well because they have to keep people until the final two.
Yeah, but they still could've.
They have to make it look on camera.
They would have found a way to slow. He would have found a way to slow things down.
And they would have found a way to edit it together as well.
He could have said things like, oh, I don't want to do that on camera or things like that, you know?
Yeah.
Like the humping on the beach, that sort of thing. He could have made that not be. He could have slowed things down so that she wouldn't have felt so used. Because I think that's what, well, I don't know what she feels like, but that's what I would feel like. I would be like, okay, so you just continually you kept giving me one-on-one dates.
Yeah.
You kept getting me to make out with you all the time. And now you pick somebody else over me.
You know what's the most disappointing part? Is that they never got to fuck. Can you imagine having that much sexual tension with someone?
Oh my God.
And it just going unanswered.
She just can't for the rest of her life. She's never going to be able to scratch that itch.
Right. Isn't that the worst thing?
Yeah.
I'd be so mad.
Oh.
That's the worst part of it all.
I'm so angry now.
She was so horny.
Oh. I can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Fucking nightmare.
I mean, I know that, probably personality-wise, Chelsea is a better match for him just because I think he does just want to settle down now.
Yeah.
And I think he's, I don't even, yeah.
Well, it's just easy. Like, clearly he is thinking with his head. That's, I mean, it might be his heart as well, but clearly his head would tell him to choose Chelsea, the girl who has similar interests, lives in the same city as him, and is, like, a bit older.
Yeah. Because I also don't think, I don't think Abby would be super happy in Melbourne if she, because if she's in Brisbane, she probably loves the, like, heat, the sun, the beach.
Oh, yeah, she's always never wearing pants.
Yeah.
She'd have to wear so many pants, Danielle.
Yeah.
It'd kill her.
It'd kill her. I think.
Is that why you wear dresses everywhere?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I don't like pants. I'm a Queenslander through and through.
Anyway, she gets in the car and she's like, it's okay. I'm fine. I'm completely fine. I'm mostly just upset about the flight home. And then she's like, maybe I don't even love him because I'm not even upset. It's like, okay.
Okay, you're definitely upset.
She goes, I'll get over this before it even airs. I'm going to be fine. The producer says, you seem angry. And she goes, I'm just embarrassed. She says, I feel silly for thinking that it would work out with Matt. I'll get over this. And I'm so resilient. So resilient, Matt. So he clearly said that to her. And she's like,
well, that's the thing.
Oh, well, thank God I'm resilient.
Well, yeah, I guess, like, the thing is as well is, like, if you put yourself across as a strong woman, people just think they can treat you like shit sometimes.
Yeah, because you'll get through it.
Yeah, and it's like, well, actually, no. Like, I'm just going to end up with a big pool of hatred in the middle of myself for you. But also, I mean, like,
imagine being so horny and hating someone so much at the same
time. Oh, that's even worse.
It's like torturing you just talking about it.
I can feel my clit pulsing. It's angry now.
Jesus Christ.
I bet it's red and fuming.
It's going to be
steam in your apartment any moment now.
Clit steam. Oh, boy.
That's the name of the episode. I'll write that down.
Clit steam.
Yeah.
So, anyway, and then obviously Chelsea. We see Chelsea approach. And the first thing Matt says, he's like beaming. So you'd think it would be so obvious to everyone in the world except Chelsea, apparently, because of the aforementioned trauma.
Mm-hmm.
He says, Chelsea, I've never believed in the perfect woman until I met you. And she's, like, literally, like, you can see, like, her brain short-circuiting. You know when you, like, she's like, ugh. Her eyes are, like, looking around. Do you know what I mean? She's shocked by this. And he's, like, doing his little speech, like, about how happy he is. He's beaming. And she's just sort of looking at him like, oh, my God, what's going to happen? And then he's like, Chelsea, I love you. And she goes, what? And she's like, I thought you were dumping me. And he's like, no. She really thought she was getting dumped up until that moment. Actually, I kind of relate to Chelsea. That moment. Yeah. Just, like, wait. I would be, like, worst case scenario absolutely every time. He says, I love that you giggle when you're nervous. I love that you go full nerd whenever there's maths in. But if he says full nerd one more time, I mean, I guess I don't have to listen to him talk anymore. No, so that's good. But I can't handle when they say full nerd.
You don't like the full nerd?
It kills me. I did tweet that a final thought on this, which was that you can enjoy maths and science and not have it be your entire fucking personality.
Yeah.
But then I guess he likes sport as well. Oh, God. He says, but most of all, I love that you make me want to believe in fairy tales because I feel like I'm living in one. And then she's like, I've been crying all morning. I thought I was going to get dumped. She's like, I thought you were going to break my heart, but you made it whole again.
Okay. This bit did, like, firstly, I was sad because Abby lost, but also, I was happy for Chelsea. But also I was sad because, like, some of the stuff she said in the, like, the thing was, like, after was just, like, I didn't write it word for word. But, like, I think she said things like, oh, like, if Matt could love me, like, I might not be as shit as I thought. Or things, she probably didn't say as shit as I thought. But, you know, like,
I might not be the fucking pits.
Yeah, like, it just made me feel sad because I was like, oh, you actually probably shouldn't be in a relationship because you should be working on liking yourself first.
Therapy.
Yeah.
Someone needs therapy.
Okay, I mean, we have been diagnosing people.
Well, if she thinks, like, if she's like,
if Chelsea, the hottest, most beautiful, smartest woman in the world, doesn't think that she has value.
Well, it's very clear. She said multiple times that she doesn't feel like she has, like, that she doesn't know she, like, she doesn't think she's good enough and stuff like that. She clearly needs to work on herself. But that, I don't think, like, it doesn't seem, and again, I am a clinical psychologist.
Yeah.
I feel like you can do that and be with someone at the same time, so long as you're not pegging that all on that person. But we wouldn't know, you wouldn't know until you're in the relationship.
That's true. I would just worry that's what she would do.
Yeah.
Just worry.
And then, like, be really insecure in the relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah. Low self-esteem, no good. But best of luck to them. There were these rumors that they broke up already, but they've said no.
Okay.
They're still together. I'm guessing that it probably just wasn't easy for Chelsea to watch him dry fuck.
Yeah.
Abby.
I can't believe he didn't think about that during the show process.
We don't know who you're going to choose.
Yeah, I know, but like at a certain point, I still think you've got to think about like, at a certain point, I think you start to know. I think you'd know.
Well, that's, I feel like when people have talked about it in the past, like way after, they're like, oh, I knew from our first date. Like, I feel like that's what Sam Wood said about Snez. And then like down to the final two, he was still like, yeah, like dry humping the girl who came second in the spa. And it was like extremely saucy.
Was it? He did that?
Yeah.
I just feel
and he's like my favorite bachelor.
Okay. Yeah, I just feel like
all men are dogs.
I know, because all I can think is like, I just feel like for your partner looking back on it, that would be a hard thing to watch when it's coming out.
Yeah, that's got to be the hardest part.
Yeah.
Right?
Is to be like
watching them date have to a bunch of people and like be really intimate with people.
Yeah.
And like share like romantic things like that. I love being in love, bored. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, that's fucking,
to
that's
feel
a lot.
Somebody else's clit steam hit you.
And they said they were excited that they don't have to like hide it anymore, that they could watch an episode of The Bachelor together. And I'm like, you want to watch
you should watch the first episode or something and then just get out of there.
Yes. Fucking doomed, man. Anyway, they do live in Melbourne, as do we. So, who knows? Maybe we'll see them around somewhere.
Maybe. I think, didn't you say he maybe lives in this area? In your area? And Chelsea might live in my area. Ooh! Double our luck. Not that we ever meet outside of our houses.
Not that we ever leave our houses. Well, maybe we'll start doing a podcast from a certain gym.
Okay.
A certain fitness first.
Ooh.
Yeah.
We could do a stakeout.
For how long?
I don't know.
When would he go?
You said nighttime.
Well, but that was when the show was airing.
Mm.
He was there at like midnight. But maybe his regular routine. We're going to forget about him in 2 weeks.
Oh, I already. I mean, I've never felt any sort of kinship to Matt. You know, I've never had any sort of. Because he reminds me of a comedian in Melbourne who I don't really like that much.
Can you mouth who it is? I don't know who
What's
that is.
The time? I can edit that out.
It was silent.
Yeah, I know, but it was just like a long pause.
Well, I think it's part of the, you know, it's part of the joy of the podcast.
Okay, I'll tell you after.
I don't know who that is. Anyway, what fun we've had. Danielle?
Yes.
Yes.
We've had so much fun.
Oh, what another glorious season of The Bachelor. At least he chose someone this time.
Yeah.
Though the drama of not choosing someone last time, I have to say, was probably one of the best things that's ever happened.
Oh, I loved that after bit where Brittany went to Sophie's and they had a wine together and talked about it. And just bitched about him.
Yes, that was good. That was like real.
That was honestly, that's what I want. I want to watch The Bachelor uncut. I want to see the girls talk about their dates properly with everybody, with no editing. But I know they'd never show that.
Because
then we might like the people that they want us to hate.
If they couldn't, some guy tweeted at like Osha, I really liked it, and he's like, oh, how does it feel like making people like cyberbully this girl and throw a bunch of shit at her just so you can get some good ratings?
Yeah.
How do you, like, do you sleep well at night or something like that? And I was like, oh, damn, he had to do it. I like him. Good work, Tom.
Good work, Tom.
Now, we have lots of reviews, and we have time to read them this time. So that's good. This one's from Nick, not the honey badger.
Good.
And he says, please never stop making this pod.
Well, we can.
5 stars.
Like you said, Naomi's probably going to murder me in 20 years' time and keep it going with somebody else, apparently.
I never said I would murder you. I was saying if you die from natural causes.
Okay, well, seems like you're going to murder me.
Like asbestos. I normally hate reality TV, but this podcast convinced me to watch The Bachelor. I now watch every episode just so I can enjoy this podcast even more than I already do. Oh, I'm so sorry. Please don't cancel the pod. Please don't kill us all like you promised the episode before.
Well, we can't guarantee. I don't even remember doing that. We can't guarantee Naomi won't kill you all if the reviews dry up.
Yes. So, think about that. Josh World Eater from the US of A.
Ooh.
Says, greatest of all time. Everyone who doesn't listen to this podcast is cursed, and everyone who listens without rating is double cursed.
Yes, they are.
Love you. Danielle plus Naomi, 5 stars.
Thank you.
Baby B Live said, edited because I couldn't contain my love to just one review. She says, I'm not a tech-savvy gal with cool pants like Naomi. I'm more of a Danielle who can't use social media, so I don't know how to re-review. Is this a thing you can even do? Don't ask me because I don't know. Maybe ask Naomi.
Well, you figured it out.
This is sounding a bit like a Kevin MacLeod description. Also, while you're there, ask about The Bachelor and that infamous pig's head photo. Anyway, don't cancel the pod. Love this little pod fam. Naomi, Danielle, and Tarzo have built hashtag Team Abby. This podcast has saved me. Oh, yeah. And then that's the old one that says hashtag justice for Cass. Oh, that's cute. We always have a little favorite, don't we?
Yeah.
It's always someone who's been edited poorly. I miss Cass too. She's doing great.
Yeah, she's killing it with her butt.
Well, she got that butt. What else she need? She doesn't need anything else. The looming shadow of despair from Great Britain says, ooh, what the hell is a honey badger? Look, I'll be honest. I've never watched The Bachelor, and thanks to this beautiful podcast, I never need to. The women of the pod are fantastic, hilarious, beautiful, and a bloody delight.
Thank you.
This show is a wonderful home for trash TV and empowering female friendship.
Yes.
What, you and I?
You and I, arch nemesis.
Constantly cutting each other down. It makes my week, and I can't wait for the next episode. But what the hell is a honey badger? Kiss.
Some sort of, I assume it's a mammal. It's some sort of vicious mammal that kills snakes. I think it kills snakes. Or is that mongoose?
Yeah.
Does it kill snakes too, the honey badger?
I think the honey badger's just quite brutal.
It's just brutal.
That's why honey badger called himself after it. Andrew G, brackets, and not Osha.
Oh.
You got so excited.
I'm sorry. I'm I love you still, Andrew G, not Osha.
Never watched The Bachelor, but this podcast floats my boat. I cannot confirm whether Matt Agnew is a gamer or not. Well, then why would I read this? But I can confirm this podcast is great. I stumbled across it via Planet Broadcasting Network. That's whatever that means. And I have to say, it's a delightful way to liven up my daily commute. Naomi and Danielle have such great chemistry. Do you hear that, my friend? And their commitment to terrible television is something to behold. I will still never watch The Bachelor. Highly recommend the podcast, though. That's beautiful.
Thank you so much. There's something so funny about listening to a Bachelor podcast when you don't watch The Bachelor at all.
I think that's a lot about
this. That's so funny.
And they just zone out when we talk about, they do a Danielle and just zone out when we actually just talk about The Bachelor. And then Disoperative Mel says, edit this out. My favorite part of the edit discussion is that it's not edited out.
Oh yeah, sometimes I edit the bit out, but then leave the bit in where you say edit that out.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, isn't that a fun look behind the curtain?
Well, it just sounds like a chop and change. Sometimes I'm like, well, give some context, you know? Or sometimes you'll be like, edit that out, and then we'll talk for a bit, and then you'll be like, okay, leave some of that edit in.
So you just leave the whole thing in?
No, I cut a bit out, okay, but I'll leave the bit in that's obviously the funny bit or whatever.
Please don't get me cancelled, Danielle.
I'll get you cancelled if I want.
Okay. Please stop. Did you see the trailers for The Bachelorette?
I think I watched one where there was like a fairy godmother.
Oh yeah, that's her. Like that's her best friend who she watches, who she does Gogglebox with, I think.
Oh okay.
But they showed a little sneak peek of the first episode. Did you see it?
No, I didn't see that.
Okay, so there's what we have to look forward to is that on the first night in the house, her brother is like posing as a contestant.
Ooh.
So that he can see what they're like when she's not around.
Oh, that's a good one. Is he there for the whole time?
I think it's just the first night because then it will be weird.
I mean, not really.
It's so funny having a mole on The Bachelor.
Not really. They could have... I mean, it would be weird where everyone's like, yeah, how hot is she? And he's like, yeah.
Yeah, I love that.
Love it. They're like, he doesn't seem very into her. I don't know.
They get along, but it's more of a friend
vibe. I'd love to watch a whole season of it and then everybody's trying to like do what they did to Abby to him. Like just slowly try bitch being like, I don't think he's here for the right reasons. He doesn't seem that into you. And she's like, yeah, if he was here for the right reasons, there'd be someone fucking wrong.
Oh, they should leave someone. I mean, surely they're going to end up doing that at some point. They're going to have their like sibling in the house.
Oh, I want to see that so bad. I want that so bad.
But I think it's just for the first. But you should see, there are so many of the contestants are just like gaunt men with long hair.
What?
They all look fucked.
Is that like a thing she's into, maybe?
Well, maybe she requested it. I'm like, why do you all look like, I don't know. I don't know how to describe it.
Are they all like Instagram model-y though? Is that what it is? Like a, like.
No, they look like gaunt. They look like guys who live in like Brunswick who would be your weed hookup.
Oh.
And they look like they haven't eaten enough.
Ah. Oh. I see.
I was like, why are there so many of them that look like this?
Maybe that's her type or something. Maybe she's
I guess.
I like real skinny men with hollows underneath their eyes and cheeks.
Yeah, I need shadows on that face, baby.
Like, now I'm picturing Rasputin from Anastasia, the animated 20th Century Fox film.
I can't remember exactly what he looks like, but I'm sure it's spot on.
He's got long hair, he pulls his arms and hair, like his face comes off sometimes and eyes pop out and stuff, but he's like, he's like sallow. And
They all look sallow.
Sallow.
Well, that makes me think that all the Bachelor and the Bachelorettes are racist because there's never that many people of colour and maybe they're saying this is what my type is.
And the producers are like, okay, but maybe we should put like a few little, like a few other people in so that you don't come across as racist. Sure. Okay, so Matt, we're going to put 20 white women with blonde hair in. But we're going to have a few Persian women at some point come in.
We are going to need a brunette. I'm so sorry. We're going to need to put a couple of brunettes in.
We're going
to
have two black women as well. And that should even it out.
That is absolutely... Abby didn't always have blonde hair, by the way.
Didn't she?
So she dyed it, like, nearish to the show.
Ah, she
maybe
knew.
Maybe not for the show, but, I mean, it was at least a good timing. Because who knows how far she would have made it if she didn't have blonde hair. She would have been doomed.
Yeah, God.
His eyes would have just glazed over.
Glazed over her.
Unless she opened with, I love being in love. Fuck, I'm a champion in an Irish accent. Okay, so Danielle, would you like to read the song description?
I would love to read the song description. You've picked one out for me?
Yeah, it's called Fearless First.
Okay, Fearless First, hey? Okay.
No, you
could just pass me your laptop. That would be wonderful.
Got a lot of chords happening now. Make sure that
the description for Fearless Love. Fearless First is... Before you complain about the bass, that is the entire point of this mix. It is scary bass, yet somehow subdued. If this bass was a car, it would be a cement mixer. That's a terrible analogy. Forgetting for the moment that a cement mixer isn't a car, I guess they have the ones that are mounted on big trucks, and those trucks share a lot in common with cars. You know steering wheels, engines, tires, and the soon-to-be anachronistic internal combustion engine? Anyway... If you don't like the bass, you can pretty easily EQ it to a reasonable level or buy the stems and remix it your own self. Before you complain about the use of the word your own self, I wrote it. You understood it. It is a word. There is also some dreamy flute in there. That's the description for that for this week. For Fearless First.
Bit of a snippy one
bit
there.
Of sassy Kevin MacLeod this
week.
He's a
bit snarky.
Yeah.
What's his problem?
What's your problem, Kevin?
What was going on this week, Kevin? Anyway, that's Fearless First. Thank you for listening. And Danielle, mm-hmm. I've just got to remind you, The Bachelorette is next week, since you seem to forget. Woo! And I'm sure, is it Georgie? I don't know her name.
Okay, we're going to have to do this. We're going to have to do some research on her.
Okay, are we going to have to watch Gogglebox?
Well, no, we're not watching Gogglebox. I'm not watching multiple new shows. We also can't...
No, we might have to watch like a Gogglebox highlight reel or something.
We cannot watch... If we watch Gogglebox, if we do a podcast reviewing a show where TV people watch other shows and give their thoughts on them, I'll break. My head will break.
We can watch a highlight reel. We can watch a two-minute reel. Okay. Best of Georgie, if that is her name.
Okay.
I think it's her name. Sure. I can't be sure. Anyway, until next week.
Bye! Batch. Bitch. Batch, batch, batch.
Batch, bitch.
Batch.
Batch, bitch.
Ba-ba-da-ba-da, batch, bitch. Batch, bitch. Oh, oh, batch, bitch. The finale.
Batch, bitch. Oh,
the last time we'll ever see Matt Agnew alive.
Batch, bitch. What are you gonna do to Matt?
Well, maybe we'll sneak into his house at night and slit his throat.
Oh no, that's just a joke.
Wink, 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 winky, winky, wink, wink. Batch, bitch,
it's
batch,
the finale.
Bitch. We would never do a murder. We would never, ever, 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 ever murder Matt Agnew. A wink, 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 but we can't stop Tazo from sticking in his hat and doing what he's gonna do. He's a dog. He's a little, little dog. Can't be held accountable for killing Matt Agnew.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.